Every night at 6, we have a look at one of the clubs in the AFL this year performing in 2015. Tonight's the Blues, and we've got the General Manager of Football at Carlton, Andrew McKay, on the line. G'day, Andrew. Thanks for your time.
G'day, Mark. How you going?
Yeah, I'm well. Hey, before we get going, Andrew, I've asked this question to a couple of people. They can't help me out, but with all the NAB Challenge matches, I was just wondering whether teams are actually tapering like Olympic athletes do. So I know they're in heavy training phases in the pre-season, but we're seeing all these injuries. Some people say there's so many, other people say it's pretty standard for this type of year. When you're about to play a game where players, their instinctive ways come out and they go flat out all of a sudden, are we actually tapering before we get to these games?
Well, there's certainly a difference between training before a game and training pre-season, that's for sure. The load does come off the week before you play, and certainly I think you'll find that most clubs during the season, the training backs right off compared with pre-season. Really, it's about recovery and just keeping that fitness rather than trying to get fitter.
Andrew, when I look at Carlton and their preparation for season 2015, there's been two areas that you've been really strong on, and one of those is off-field, getting everything right off-field for the Carlton Footy Club seems to be a priority, to get the members through the door, to get a club that is approachable to the media. You've seen, I think it might be a transition phase you're going through, that you're becoming a friendlier club than you have been. Would that be a fair comment?
Yeah, I hope you're right, though. Certainly, obviously, with Stephen Treat coming on board, that's one of his main tasks, to really get the members, and not only the members, but supporters back involved in the club, and really make them feel a part of the club. I think they've felt a little bit distant in the past. So it's all about, wrapping our arms around these members and saying, this is what we're all about, this is the direction we want to go in. Come on for the ride.
Andrew, your first NAB Challenge match last week, you lost to the West Coast 78-47, I think was the end score. And it's like, if you listen to KB, it's pretty easy to knock the Blues at the moment. But I don't want to go down that path. I mean, what sort of positive stuff did you take out of that first game? Did you take much?
Well, we certainly had a very, very young team, and so it was great to give a lot of those new guys some exposure. I think we had 8 players that hadn't played for us before, so that was fantastic. And a number of other players that have played less than 15 games. So it was fantastic that the members could have a look at our new guys and also give those guys a little bit of experience at that higher level. Now, obviously, leading into our second NAB Challenge game this week against Collingwood up at Bendigo, and we'll go in with a bit stronger team. We'll have a number of more experienced guys coming back to get some game exposure into them before leading into round one.
Andy, how frustrating is it that Matthew Kruser has hurt himself again, that he puts in a wonderful pre-season, and probably his first pre-season in many, if not his best pre-season of all time, and then for him to get a bit of a hot spot in the leg again, is it just super frustrating knowing what he can produce for you?
Yeah, it is, and you touched on it there, David. He had a terrific pre-season. It's the fittest I've seen for a long, long time, and his mindset was fantastic. And then to have another setback was very frustrating for him, and obviously disappointing for us as well. But you know what? He's a strong bugger, Matthew, and we look forward to him coming back, early on in the year, and I'm sure he'll produce some really good games later on in the year for us.
And then almost at the same time, your skipper goes down with a calf. I think he's got this 2 or 3 weeks injury. How's he progressing?
Actually, he's progressing pretty well. He obviously won't play against Collingwood, but certainly looking for him to play our last NAB Challenge game against Geelong at Etihad. And that'll put him in good stead for round one, so he'll be fine.
Yeah, and was it Walker as well, Andrew? He went down also?
Yeah, Andrew suffered a bit of a setback with his knee. He pinched his meniscus, so he had that tidied up a couple of weeks ago. So he'll be touch and go for round one. We're hoping he'll get there, but he may not. If not, he'll certainly be in the mix for the next game.
Tell us about Juddy, Andrew. I know that he was planning on retiring, and he and his wife, they organised this enormous holiday at the end of last year, so he's had a nice rest. How's he looking?
He's looking very fresh. Yeah, it looks like he's had a good rest. Fresh in the mind and fresh in the legs. He's looking super fit, which is great. And I think the difference I'm seeing in Chris at the moment is actually really enjoying getting out at training and being around the guys and looking forward to starting games. He's enjoying his footy, which is a great sign.
What about Mick? I think it's a really interesting year for Mick, Andrew, for a number of reasons. The change of mindset off field, which I reckon will impact on Mick a bit, because Mick can be a bit tough at times towards outside influences. I know once you're in the inner sanctum, he'll put his arms around you and he'll love you and he'll bring you in. But you know, he likes to keep things apart for him, and also on the field. If you continue to have setbacks like you've had, it becomes a frustrating year for him. How do you think Mick's placed mentally and, you know, for season 2015?
Well, I think he's in a good spot at the moment. Obviously, we've got a bit of optimism. Obviously, he can't control things outside of his control, and that's starting to absolutely obvious and probably a silly thing to say. But I think you know where I'm alluding to there. We know Mick's a very good coach, and that's what he has to concentrate on, obviously, and he will, and I'm sure he'll do a great job of that. And then we'll just let things take its course. And I think you're probably alluding to contracts and things like that. But you know what? We've just got to do the best possible thing on field and let that play out in due course.
I actually wasn't referring to the contract. I was just looking at the philosophy of the club and where the club's list is at. I know that Mick came into the club pretty bullish with the list, but he's obviously had to rethink it, knowing what you've got. I reckon it'll be a different year for Mick. This will be one year that probably, you know, that he may not have experienced before.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the thing with our list is that we need the good players to be fit and playing well.
Yep.
To get some really good results. And so we're, you know, obviously desperately trying to make that happen before the start of the season, as we touched on before. Andrew Walker's going to be touch and go. So, and obviously Matthew Cruz is out with that foot for the first few games as well. But the rest of them are pretty good. So we just need to get those guys to the start line, remembering we're not at the start line yet, all fit and ready to go, because we need those guys up and running to give us a chance to play some really good footy during the year.
And I reckon Dale Thomas as well, Andrew. I mean, we've all seen Dale Thomas in full flight. He's another player who could really, you know, get the Blues going, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, he's just got that little bit of flash on the and a little bit of dare as well. How's he looking at the moment?
He's actually had a really good pre-season. As you say, Mark, he is an absolute talent. Remember back at his best at Collingwood. He was a super player back there, and we've got high hopes that he'll get back to that form. And he's certainly trained like it over pre-season. We've been really pleased with the way he's covered the ground, and his skill execution is, you know, just stands out on the training track. So we're hoping that he stays fit and ready to roll in round one against Richmond.
Talk about some of the positives, Andrew. Lachie Henderson, how crucial he will be. You didn't have much of him for last year, but how crucial he'll be in holding down a key position this year. And also Kerno, he had 18 touches on the weekend, and 15 of which were contested. It's players like that that you're hoping to see a lot of improvement from.
Yeah, that's right. I remember Lachie had a really good 2013,
yep.
In the top three of the best and fairest, and then he probably a little bit quieter for his standards last year. And obviously we know Lockie's best is very good, and the beauty about Lockie's game is you can put him forward as a key position player, or you can actually put him in defence as a key position player. So, you know, we value him very highly, and we're looking for that 2013 form to return. Ed, similar story in that he plays a role for us each week, usually a run with role. Super fit, obviously very impressive through the pre-season, which he always is. But I think Ed knows his limitations and plays within those limitations now, and I think that's why you're starting to see the best from it.
And Andrew, there's some there was surprise when Cameron Wood was picked up last year, but I reckon the whole club would be pretty happy at the moment with Cruiser going down. How's he looking also? Because you'd think he'd be playing a little extra.
Yeah, Cameron's he's had a good pre-season, as you say. We really needed that backup ruckman in case Matthew or Rob went down. And last year, if you cast your mind back to last year, when Matthew wasn't there, Rob was playing some good footy early on in the season. I think he got a bit tired in that second half of the season, and his form waned. And that's when Cameron came in, and he actually performed very admirably in that second half of the year, and he probably didn't expect to get the games, to be honest. He came into the club knowing exactly where he stood. Being on the rookie list, he really needed to wait for, you know, two ruckmen to fall over. And luckily for him, I suppose, in a sense, that one fell over and one wasn't in great form towards the end of the season. So it gave him an opportunity. And he played actually very solid football in that second half of the year. So now we're looking forward to him being that backup ruckman again. And if he gets his opportunity, all well and good.
Andy, give us a smoky. Someone that we don't know a lot about. We like to do this at the start of the season so our listeners can keep an eye on somebody, maybe put them in their Dream Team Supercoach sides. Who's someone that we should keep an eye on that we wouldn't know a lot about?
Yeah, it's terrible to do it to someone, though, isn't it, David?
Yeah, it is. A little bit of pressure.
Oh, you're a pro, though, Andrew.
Yeah, you know, the young Irish boy that's been with us for 18 months, Kieran Byrne, he's one to watch. Physically very good. Shows great speed and also some good lateral movement. His skills are pretty damn good for a player that's only played for 18 months. So he's one to watch. Although he's on the rookie list, there's obviously opportunity to put a rookie up, given Cameron Giles is on the long will be on the long-term injury list. So he'll be one to watch, definitely. You know, other ones that are more obvious, I suppose. You know, we spoke about Dale Thomas. You know, we expect huge improvement from Dale this year. Zach Tui, we expect improvement from. He had a really good season in 2013 and was off a bit last year. You know, our new fellows in Blaine Bokhurst, we're looking for a couple of good games out of him. He'll provide some good speed for us. Liam Jones and Jason Tutt from the Bulldogs. Obviously, Liam will provide some you know, tall options forward, really good contested mark, and Jason off the half forward sort of wing area, some running, good penetration his kick. So, yeah, we're looking forward to, you know, a number of new guys coming on, but also some improvement with some of the players that have been there for a few years.
Well, you played the Pies this Sunday at Queen Elizabeth Oval in Bendigo. Plenty of people getting up there to have a quick,
big,
good look
crowd
at the Blues and the Pies play. Andrew, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks very much, guys.